The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Roly Marks, thank you. The Israel Report is a lot happening today. So we're going to start off with some breaking news that happened a few minutes ago. The army is investigating two Syrian mortar shells which landed in the Kinneret.
Yeah, well, today started off as a very, very slow news day. And as I've often said, I worry when we have slow news days because it means that something big is coming or stories are going to break and break in the last couple of hours they have. So the latest, and it's only really about half an hour young, is that sirens blared on the Golan Heights this afternoon. And on investigation, it was found that two Syrian mortar shells had landed in the Kinneret or the Sea of Galilee, whatever you choose to call it. And the Sea of Galilee or Kinneret is about 50 kilometers from the Syrian border. So this is quite a far way for these mortar shells to have traveled. And the IDF have confirmed that they did indeed land exactly where they said. Now, it's not clear if these were as a result of fighting in the south of Syria or if it's a result of yesterday's shooting down of a Syrian plane by the IDF. Breaking news during the course of today was that it was a lady soldier who had shot down the plane from Syria, and that the plane had been warned, the pilot had been warned in several languages that Israel will engage, and had ignored the warnings and proceeded to fly anyway. And this time of the year, being summer, is a very, very busy time in that part of the country. And there are a lot of tourists in the area. Schools are closed. And thank goodness there were no injuries reported. But we will be continuing to watch the situation because this has been a situation with the north that has been escalating over the last couple of days. And we have this continual firing of projectiles into Israel and the response from Israel accordingly. We are also concerned, as we've spoken about numerous times, of the influence of Iran in Syria and how that could possibly spill out into Israel. And for those of you who may not be aware, Syria is still formally at war with Israel, even though we do have a separation of forces agreement, which was reached following the Yom Kippur War. And that demilitarized zone was established along the border between the two countries. However, the situation has escalated over the last couple of months.
Well, I have no doubt going on past few days that it's going to escalate even further. But a story I really want to get to, it's the huge story of the day. We've covered it in news, and it's quite close to home. The fact that model Sashi Naidu tried to get into Israel and just couldn't.
Well, I had a long chat with Sashi Naidu, and I was quite pleasantly surprised that she phoned me back after numerous attempts to reach her. And it's a very, very, very difficult situation. So the situation is as follows. I'm sure many of you have been following the media online. Sashi Naidu, after she had made comments on her social media in favor of Israel, was subject to a lot of harassment and threats by BDS and agreed to go on a re-education tour of Palestine. Now, prior to leaving for Israel, she was denied a visa of entry. And the Minister of Strategic Affairs, Gilad Erdan, said that he had evaluated her case and he had given the instruction to the Interior Minister to deny her this visa. Now, a lot of us are on the fence about it. A lot of us are angry because we believe that this could have been handled differently. Having said that, the Minister of Strategic Affairs, in his statement, did say that he doesn't believe that Sashi supports boycotts or is anti-Israel, but she could possibly be used as a pawn for BDS, and that he invites her personally to Israel. Many of us are of the opinion that had he had said, Sashi, we will allow you entry into Israel on the provision that you do not come with BDS, that you come by yourself, I think it would have been handled a lot better. The result is here is somebody who essentially meant no harm, who has been subject to threat, and I'm just going to add from both sides, and is understandably hurt, very, very, very hurt. And, you know, in our conversation, she said, I am not anti-Israel. I am not anti-Jewish at all, but I'm just so upset at the way this whole thing has been handled. And there are many of us who think she has played right into the waiting hands of BDS, who on some level probably would have known she would have been banned, given the legislation in place that bans BDS activists from coming into the country. Now, while Shashi herself is not a BDS activist, the fact that she was there with a BDS delegation speaks volumes. So it is a very, very difficult situation. One we hope will be handled, as far as engaging with her is concerned, with compassion and understanding. And I think that this is a lot of food for thought for our ministries about who we ban and how we engage people who want to come to the country, even though the situation is quite precarious. You know, we South Africans know that we have bought groups here who were perhaps leaning towards BDS and their ideology in the past, and they've come to Israel and have done an about turn and are now the biggest advocates for Israel. And a lot of us are under the impression that this is not one that Israel has won. In fact, we've scored an own goal and firmly shot ourselves in the foot with this. You know, I'm interested to hear what you guys think.
Well, how's it, Ro? I'm on traffic this afternoon. I feel very sorry for Sashi.
It's still important to hear the, you know, traffic in and out of our borders, Kathy. What do you think? What do the
think it's a much longer conversation. I mean, I think we should have this conversation and maybe get Sashi Naidu into studio. You know, nobody can say it as well as she can.
You know, she did say to me she has been on Kha many, many, many times.
She's
got
she's
many
a really,
friends in the Jewish
really
community.
Lovely person. She really is. She's a lovely, lovely person. Anyhow, I think it is a much, much longer conversation. So, yeah, Ro, we got to go. We got to get to news. But thank you very, very much. And we'll all be back to normal tomorrow. Thank
you. See you tomorrow, guys.
God bless. Bye-bye.